Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, we do 15 minutes of heat every day around this time. And 15 minutes of heat is brought to you today by Comcast. Stay connected to your team with Xfinity, proud partner of the Miami Heat. And by Geico, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. We are going to head out to the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores guest line, where they are truly steps beyond convenience. Clay Ferrero, sports anchor and reporter for Local 10 and a friend of ours. And 15 minutes of heat, Clay. Heat are 5-1. They're in Denver tonight. They're in first place in the East. Have they exceeded your expectations through six games?
Well, just so you know, first off, you've made my day by calling me one of your friends. I mean, I'm kind of getting choked up over here. I don't really know where to go from there.
Well, I believe that you've shared some very personal stories with us on the air. I mean, that would only happen amongst friends, right, Clay?
Oh, yeah, but you never know if it's mutual, right? It's like I wanted to write a note that, do you want to be friends with me? Check this box, yes or no. And I feel like I just got the yes box. Yeah,
well,
so
I'll
really
tell you,
excited.
I'm friends with you. Crowder probably doesn't feel the same way.
I'll check the Clay box. Clay, I'll check your box all day, twice on Sundays, Clay.
I'm a box
Crowder's checker.
Friends with everybody, though. He's friends with everybody. You go into the press box at the Dolphins games, and Channing is like, he's the mayor. He is the mayor of the Dolphins press box.
Right, but it's all pretend.
Hawk knows how I do.
It's all pretend. Clay, you don't fall for that, do you? That's all pretend.
Well, that's
shameful.
Why I'm not sure, like, really
I work every room. I work a lemur cage. I work every room, Clay.
It is totally shameful, man. It is totally shameful.
Also, I love that in the first 2 minutes, I've already derailed your 15 minutes of heat. So, fish
right, we're down to 10 minutes of heat.
That's why you're our friend.
All right. Have the heat exceeded your expectation through six games?
Well, I'm not going to give away company secrets here, but we have all canceled all of our pending vacations through the month of June, just, since the NBA Finals are on ABC. We just, at Local 10, we got to be prepared, you know, so we're kind of already planning not just our Super Bowl coverage, but also the NBA Finals parade route coverage and how we're going to do all that. So I don't know if that answers your question, but yeah, I'd say they've exceeded it a little bit.
But Clay, we're 5-1. They're the best team in the East right now. Number one in the East, Clay. Like, when can I really start talking trash? Is it 8-1, 9-1, 10-1? Like, give me a record where I can really start selling out.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, if they go on the road and they win all three of these games, or honestly even two out of these three games, then yeah, I think you can start talking a little bit of trash. But this is a tough road trip coming up. You know, you got to go play a Denver team that was one of the best teams in the NBA regular season last year, a Phoenix team that is playing really, really good basketball and just knocked off a team that was previously undefeated last night. And, oh, by the way, you finish it off by going into L.A. to take on LeBron and AD and the Lakers. So, no, sure, if you win these three games. But I also think, guys, you know, for the course of an NBA season, you're going to have these sorts of ebbs and flows. And what I want to see on this three-game trip is, do they keep playing this sort of team ball, especially defensively, that they've been playing to this point? And I think it was Kevin Arnovitz that said this yesterday. He was dead on. He said, I've looked at their film defensively, and they look right now like a team that's playing defense in March and a team that's been together for years. That there's just that team chemistry and kind of that vibe that we were talking about going all the way back to camp. And so far, that's translated to the floor.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10 is with us. How impressive was it to see James Johnson out there balling Sunday night? Like, just, you know, he took his punishment. To me, seems like a man, unlike Deion Waiters, right? And went out there, got in shape, balled.
And that's where, yeah, you tip your hat to him. And I think, look, it's tough. Even Goran Dragic doesn't want to be coming off the bench right now. But he's embracing the role much in the same way that, James Johnson did. And you know, throughout the course of the season, those opportunities are going to come along. Look, guys, nobody stays completely healthy through 82 games of an NBA season. Guys are either going to play with bumps and bruises, or they're going to have to sit out with significant injuries. And that means somebody is going to sit out and give you a spot at some point in the season. So, you know, you look at a guy like James Johnson, and you're happy for him because he embraced the role. He understood why he was sidelined, and he did something about it. And I also think, guys, look, what they've got right now with Chris Silva coming off the bench and his skill set kind of matching Bam Adebayo, there's still going to be a role for somebody who can extend the floor a little bit and space the floor a little bit in the half-court offense. And James Johnson, if he continues to shoot like he did the other night, he could potentially be that guy.
And should I, Clay, I look at Jimmy Butler and I know he fills the stat sheet, but I just seem like, it seems to me like he's not as ball dominant as other stars we've seen. Should I let that go? Is Jimmy's game bigger than just taking over the game? Is he more of a facilitator? Should I just let the thought go of Jimmy scoring 30 a night?
Well, I think let it go for now, but I think when it is required, he has that ability. Go back to the playoffs last year with Philadelphia, and there were times when that Philadelphia team couldn't do anything offensively in the half court, and Jimmy knew it was time to take over. So what I've said about Jimmy, and by no means am I saying he is on LeBron James' level as far as a transcendent player, but when he first got to Miami, you remember some of the criticism that, oh, he's deferring too much, he's passing too much. And what I think happened is he was trying to get his teammates involved because he knew throughout the course of not just a game, but an 82-game season, and then the playoffs, you're going to need other guys to step up. So what I think you've seen out of Jimmy Butler is he knows that this team is going nowhere if it's just him. And he knows that there's talent elsewhere on this team, guys who can contribute. So what I think's been brilliant about what he's done is he's found ways to get those guys the ball in positions where they can be successful ball players, and I think that's credit to him.
And it's tailor-made for him too, right, Clay? I mean, they have literally, it seems like, handed over the franchise to him. You're our next D-Wade. Here you go. Run this team the way you want to run it. And he's been waiting for a situation like this.
Well, 100%. And I don't know if you guys got a chance to read that Yahoo article that came out yesterday. It was just awesome. And Jimmy still doesn't think that he's this elite player that can go onto the floor, just wake up, roll out of bed, and go 4-25. Now, he knows that he's a very, very good player, and he said as much in the article. But what he said was that here in Miami, I've got a group of guys that are like me. I've got a group of guys that are out to prove something every single night, and they're going to go out there and they're going to play like it. They're going to put in the work and play like it. So I think the issues that Butler has had in other places, and you look at Minnesota where he went in, you had one established star that was the face of the franchise in Karl Anthony Towns and another guy on a max contract in Andrew Wiggins. I don't think he felt like everybody in that organization was as committed to winning and hard work as he was. Now in Miami, if you do things that aren't Jimmy's way, then you're going to be out the door or you're not going to be playing. So you're right. It's a perfect setup for him, and I think he's done a really good job of putting everybody around him in a position to succeed.
Right, they kind of showed it to him, right? The Heat management showed him, like, yeah, we're on the same page with you. Like, look what we're going to do with James Johnson. Look what we're going to do with Deion Waiters, and we got rid of Hassan Whiteside. Like, we're showing we're committed to your style of basketball, which also happens to be our style of basketball, even though we got away from it for maybe a couple of seasons.
Well, 100%. And go back to the much publicized practice when he was trying to force his way out of Minnesota last year. And he showed up and he took the third stringers and beat the starters and was talking trash and cursing at everybody the entire time. Well, that got him sent out of Minnesota. If he does that in Miami, no, Miami went and signed him, traded for him because they wanted him to come and do that. So it's like the things that got him into trouble elsewhere are the very reasons why Miami wanted him, which is what I think is amazing about this whole thing, and why I thought from the beginning, and this was even back when he was in Minnesota, that this was a marriage that had to happen at some point and just a perfect fit.
Clay Ferrero, that is your 15 minutes of Heat. You can see Clay Ferrero on Local 10. We're out at the Watsco Center, Clay. You got college basketball tonight. Did you know that?
I did. It's what they say, Louisville Hate Week on King's Twitter.
That's right. But, Louisville tonight, and then Louisville on Saturday.
Yeah.
So,
I don't know how I feel about in college basketball starting off with a conference game, though. I think that's, you know, you start off with these games against the lower teams so you can get your team ready. But I'll be curious to see how they respond to that. That'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they respond against number 5 Louisville tonight at the Watsco Center. Thank you, Clay.
Anytime, fellas. Take care.
There you go. Clay Ferrero, Local 10. That is your 15 minutes of heat, which we do every day around this time.